and Byron describe their podcast as legendary. But for the legendary Peri Peri flavour you love, get into Nando's. It's nothing like you've ever tasted. Try it today, only at Nando's.
A big week, Evie Jones, in the world of primary schools.
Yes, it is.
It's book week.
I don't even have children and I know how big this is.
Yeah, it's big. And it's not for the kids, it's for the parents.
Right.
Because what happens on book week if you don't have kids is you've got to dress up as your favourite book, as a character in a costume, and then go to school and they do a big parade and it's got to be a book that's at the school. So my daughter had it yesterday, Lulu, and she wanted to go as a Queen of Hearts. She had a nice little costume. And it's Alice in Wonderland,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
She's a popular children's book.
Yeah. And she's had a bit of a meltdown.
Oh.
She's like, oh, no one's going to know who I am. That book's not at our school. Honey,
it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Sure,
it's a book. So she had a day off. So she didn't go.
Oh.
And
did you let her have a day off?
Or she melted down.
Oh,
she was
right,
a little bit. She just melted. Because
oh.
She's like, oh, because it's a big thing.
Is it? Pressure?
And parents go to extreme. It's like, my kid's better than yours. I'm going to dress him up in an awesome suit. And then there's some kids that just go, well, lazy. And they just put a sheet over themselves or something and go as the ghost or
well,
Casper.
In fairness, it might be the parent that's a bit lazy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting to.
But the kid, the kid's learning to be lazy too.
And it is. It's a competition. And it's not fair on the kids. So we just had our kid to have a day off and she hung out with me and looked after Toby. But at the end of the day, 13, 10, 60, can parents out there admit to being lazy on book week?
Being a bit
and
of
what
a
did you send
parent.
Your kid as? And I thought of us. I thought, oh, geez. We've got a great team here. If we had book week at this establishment,
right,
Byron would go as the old man in the sea.
Oh.
Great book.
Yeah, okay. Why is there a book about young men?
Young hot men.
Yeah.
No, Leon. He'd be in that book.
Okay, good on him.
And Will. You, Evie Jones, would
be
101 Dalmatians.
Love
yeah.
I'd be Cruella de Vil.
Yeah. There we go. That's all I've got.
No, that's very good. I tell you, and would she mind us saying this, a very good friend of the show, Carrie Bickmore?
Oh, yes.
Now, would she, did
I
she
wasn't
going
to bring her up.
Well, did she admit to being maybe a little bit lazy with her kids?
Well, I think she sent her kid, this is what Leon said, I don't know, but he's just...
According to Leon.
Relaying. This is like Chinese whispers.
Yeah.
She sent her young boy just with tracksuit pants, just a top and Beats as Beat Boy.
That's great.
Headphones.
Yeah, it was just with headphones,
You could call that lazy, but it's actually creative. You put a pair of headphones on and you're Beat Boy from some sort of popular book involving a Beat Boy.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
13, 10,
have you guys
60?
Got any? Because I know what I'd go as.
What?
I'd just go as myself because I've written, three books.
Oh.
Maybe in my own words.
Yeah, no, I'll go as my best game ever. Or my footy book.
I would go.
Very popular in a primary school.
I would dress up as Kate Bush and sing Wuthering Heights the whole day long.
Okay.
Heathcliff, it's me, Kathy, I've come home.
Is there a book about Wuthering Heights?
Have you ever heard of the book Wuthering Heights?
Yeah. No, great. That's great.
Emily Bronte.
I'm glad we checked. 13, 10, 60. We will come back.
Little known author.
We'll come back to the actual topic, which is lazy parents dressing their kids up in something.
Because it is a big week, Byron, for the parents.
Yeah. If you've dressed your kid up in something just a little bit half-assed, give us a call. 13.
And I'm glad I didn't send Lulu to school because we have a WhatsApp group for our grade and there were some pictures getting around and Jesus, some bloody good costumes.
13, 10, 60.
101.9 The Fox.
Yeah, it's book week, big day, a big week for young kids in primary schools and a big week for the parents. I remember a couple of years ago we dressed our kids up when they were at a different school in their Halloween costume. Because they were like Batgirl and Bat.
That's lazy.
Just and the kids walk out, they're like, their chins are walking along the ground. They're like, my parents are so lazy. I don't even want to go to school.
Recycled outfit.
Yeah, just a hand me down. Admit to lazy costumes. Isabel from Airport West, have you dressed
up? Hi, guys.
Have you been lazy? Have you been a lazy parent?
No, so my mum was the lazy parent when I was in prep.
Yeah.
So it was a big year for prep kids book week.
Yes.
My mum completely forgot about it. So she said it was the old Mother Hubbard, some poem about a cupboard. So she just put an apron on me and sent me on my way.
This is great.
This is
making a lot of parents feel a lot better.
Well, that's what happens because the parents forget. And then the kid will go in the morning, I've got book week. I've got to have a costume. Tanya from Wheelers Hill.
Hi, how are you going?
Not too bad. What did you dress your kids up as?
Yeah, I've got twin boys, 12-year-old twin boys that are in grade 6, and I totally forgot about it too. So I set one as the boy in the dress, so he just put on his sister's dress and carried the skateboard. And our kid's brother just put some skater gear on and went as Tony Hawk, the pro skater.
I don't know if Tony Hawk, has he written a book? I suppose he will.
He has written a book, I Googled. Yes.
See, those kids, apart from the other twin boy that wore a dress, he would have been a bit flat. But the skater boy, he would have been wrapped.
That's fantastic. Well done.
The boy in the dress might have loved that.
It's a far more popular book than the Tony Hawk book.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. We didn't even know he wrote one.
Jackie from Seaholme.
Hello.
Good morning. Where's Seaholme?
Between Winston and Altona.
Oh, okay. Beautiful.
Lovely.
What did you dress your kids up as?
Well, unfortunately, many years ago, I did forget about a dress up at school, and I tied a red tablecloth around my daughter's neck and sent her as Little Red Riding Hood.
Red tablecloth.
That is the laziest call we've had, Jackie, and it is brilliant. I love it.
So good.
That might be Lulu next year. Just put a tablecloth and a Little Red Riding Hood.
Off you go.
Just keep blowing everything and huff and puff.
No, that's the wolf.
Cool.
Blow your house down.
Isn't that Little Red Riding Hood?
Yeah, but Little Red, yep.
Isn't that the big bad wolf in Little Red Riding Hood? Yeah,
the wolf, the big bad wolf's with Three Little Pigs.
And a huff,
oh, Three
and
Little
a puff.
Pigs. Yeah, wrong one. Anyway, not the point. Hey, from a different perspective now, guys, this is a current student who wants to. It's not just the lazy parents. This is actually, I think it might be a student sort of dobbing on their parent.
Little Tone from Reservoir. Good morning, Tony.
Oh, what's up, Fev?
What's up? How old are you, bro?
I'm good.
What did your parents dress you up as, mate?
So, my parents bought me a Spider-Man costume for Book Week last year, and there was no Spider-Man logo, so they just made a really crap picture of a spider and put it on the front of my shirt.
But did you have to explain to everyone when you got to school?
Yes.
Okay, it's a tough week. Thank you, Tony, and thank you to everyone for their calls. It's 27 past 7.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
This next guy, one of our favourite comedians, has been on so many TV shows. Your next opportunity to see him is all the semi-final action on Australia's Got Talent this Sunday at 7 on 7, where he is a guest judge. Joel Creasy is here, guys.
Hello. It was a role made for me, really, being judgmental.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. I was going to ask you that.
Yeah. If you look up judgmental in the dictionary, it's just a photo of me going, ugh, rolling up, an eye roll emoji.
Well, it is a semi-final, so they've already gone through the phase where people aren't that good. So
I know.
These guys are pretty good.
So, yeah, I know. So the problem I found, apparently
was trying to understand
none of the other judges.
Manu, that's a talent.
100%. Absolutely. I just stared into his eyes. But the problem I found, and I think the other guest judges like Jessica Malboy didn't have a problem with this, but in the semifinals, you're not really meant to hit the red bzz, X buzzer because they've already had the tick of approval to go through. And they're all really good, so that wasn't
so
really
fun.
Required.
But
no.
You had a great, you got to press the golden one.
I got to press the golden
buzzer. And all the glitter. And, that
and all
right
the glitter.
There.
It was very exciting. There was a pussycat doll one side of me. Glinda was the other side.
Shane Jacobson.
Yeah, and then
the
Shane
man
Jacobson.
That cleans dunnies.
Yeah, you know, you had to have him to balance it out.
You didn't. You didn't get a GRI, did you?
A GRI,
a glitter related.
Oh
incident.
Right,
injury.
I thought that was like more of an STD type thing. And I was
so
like,
was I. I was like, oh my
and
god.
And I was trying to go back. I was like, I think maybe. I think his name was Callum, and it was Revolver.
Oh, Revolver. Oh, wow. God. Spent a few days in there. That's awful.
Absolutely.
Now, mate, you've just moved.
I have, yeah.
Oh, my God, your house.
Well, I've moved out of Docklands.
Yes. You know, too windy?
It was too windy. It's just too much happening in Docklands. It's just too go. There's just too many amenities, too much fun. please buy my Docklands place. And
where'd you move to?
I've moved north side. I've moved to Abbotsford. Oh, I'm feeling very hipster.
Okay, how's your fashion game going with that?
Oh, I'm wearing a lot of beanies, a lot of Birkenstocks and socks, a lot of track pants. I just love it. I'm so north side. I'm drinking a lot of Firthy.
Oh, Firthy. Oh,
nice.
Grape beer.
It's a grape beer.
Hey, yeah, for those of us that live on this side of the Yarra, what even is that?
It's a really cool, it's a beer, I call it a beer cocktail, because it's that delicious.
It's actually,
no, I've never called it that.
It's made from a couple of blokes from Shepherd, and they brew it down in Geelong.
Oh, there you go.
Like Firthy.
Train driver.
Now Joel's talking my language, we're talking beer.
Joel, you had a housewarming party, and you did invite me.
I did.
I just want to say thank you so much for inviting me, because you know what? These boys haven't even invited me to their homes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yet, and you
Joel
didn't
invite us either.
No, he invited me because I was new to Melbourne.
Yeah,
and
some kind.
He knows how fabulous I am.
Yeah, I knew there would be a lot of gay men at the party that would be excited to see her.
Yep. And I was on the way and I split my pants.
Well, actually, is that the party you're going to?
That was the party.
Well, to be honest, you're on your way twice.
Yes, twice.
Yeah, the first time, it was a week early, and I started getting all these messages from you saying, what's the address? And it was around the time the party was going to be a week later, so I thought, I just said, you do know it's next week.
Oh, classic Evie.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
And then a week later, I was like, oh, Evie will be here soon. No, you split your pants. What happened?
There was three signs, three obstacles came up in my way.
Oh, my gosh.
The first one was and a road had completely closed and we couldn't get it. The driver was pretending, I think, that we couldn't get anywhere. So I got really nauseous. And I said, I have to get out. Like, I feel so sick.
Yeah.
And he said, do you want me to wait? And I went, no. I'm just going to get out and have some fresh air. I got out and I bent over, my pants split.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, how bad can it be? So I went into a sushi restaurant and I said, can I use your toilets? And they went, oh, it's just for customers. I went, oh, have some sushi. So I ate sushi first and then went into the toilet to check on how my pants were. Because I was like, I'll just, you know, put my jacket around.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was really bad. So I jumped back in an Uber with the plan of coming back again.
Yes, because I got your text.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then
this is a real great catch up, guys.
And then do you want to call each other after the show?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't make it because I fell asleep within about 10 minutes of getting home.
You should have. We partied all night. You would have gotten GRI.
I was so spewing. You know what? The biggest thing, your party looked incredible, but you know what? The one thing I was absolutely spewing about that I didn't make. You ordered like 1,000 cheeseburgers.
I did. Yeah.
How good's a cheeseburger?
Richmond Macca's. I was going to go all fancy, do sliders.
No!
Then I ordered all these cheeseburgers. People lost their minds.
I lost my mind.
It's your north side. It's all like ironic. Like
it was ironic. Yeah.
Did you have to order like half of them without pickle and onion?
I had to do some veggie options because we're north side. Yeah. When I say veggie, I mean a fillet of fish. Right,
now Joel is going to hang around. He is on Australia's Got Talent this Sunday at 7 on 7 as a special guest judge for the semi-final. Now we have something we want to present to you after this. This is a very high honour.
Wow.
Now, it's not something we've ever offered to any other guest in the history of our show. Would you like to hang around and receive this?
I am intrigued. So, yes, absolutely, 100%.
Good stuff. That is coming up right here.
101.9 The Fox.
You'll be catching Joel and all the semi-final action. Australia's Got Talent this Sunday at 7 on 7. He's got plenty going on, Joel Creasy.
You have got plenty going on. What's coming up, mate? What have you got
coming up?
Well,
I'm best friends with Nicole Scherzinger now from the Pussycat Dolls, obviously. # Doll Domination. That was the name of one of their albums. And I was on Celebrity Chase.
Oh, wow.
Well, Celebrity at the Chase. Thank you.
How did you go?
That's
win?
Studio audience that were there on the day. I impressed myself. That's all I'm going to say. But I also have very low self-esteem.
Okay, great. Excellent. Well, this might be a bit of a confidence boost for you. Now, you have been...
in the kitchen.
Posting.
I have
You're a little bit of a baker. Is it fair to say that you have a bit of a crack?
I love cooking, but I didn't do much in my old place. So I've been going crazy in my new place.
Okay, yes, good. So what's your most recent creation?
I've been doing a lot of Australiana. When I say that, I mean Bogan dishes. I did a corned beef the other night.
Beef?
Yeah, my boyfriend asked one. I didn't grow up eating that. But
no,
me
neither.
How good is it, though?
It was delicious with a white sauce.
White sauce.
I did a jelly slice.
Yes, I saw your jelly slice.
There we go.
I did some really Bogan chocolate chip cookies.
Yep, they looked amazing.
I've done a dal.
What else was in the chocolate chip cookies?
Pardon? Oh, I mean, I am Northside now.
Special ones.
Yeah, I've been really good. I've been really busy.
Okay, I'm glad you said you've been baking a few slices.
There's an Instagram account and a title that Fifi Box gave herself about 18 months ago. Now, and we know you've done a slice.
Okay? Yes.
Now, Fifi has pretty much dropped the ball with this. It's @theslice.com. queen.
Oh.
Now, Fifi has already 1,473 followers. Unfortunately, her last post was in May 2018.
Oh, what a slacker.
Or she was pregnant.
It was a jelly slice.
Okay.
Now, it's
cut a bit unevenly.
Yes, exactly.
Awkward. It's been lying dormant, so made a group decision. Fife no longer will have access to the account.
Yeah, we've sacked her from it.
I think that's very fair.
And we'd love to give you the account. Mm-hmm. And it's already started. It's got over 1,000 followers.
Thank you, Fife.
And then you can post to your followers all your baking.
And Slice Queen actually Slice fits Queen. Me perfectly. Yeah.
I mean, do you accept?
Yeah, I accept. And B, suck at Fife Box.
Well, she is going to hate this. Leon, can we get the username and passwords through to Joel, please? That's all.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the password.
Okay, so it's all done.
And so if you want to get on, slide into the Slice Queen's DMs.
Yeah, slide into my recipes. DMs. Yeah, absolutely.
Slice into his DMs.
At the Slice Queen. You are now the Slice Queen, Joel Creasy.
I'm so thrilled and honoured. Thank you so much. Can't wait to put that on the CV. Somewhere down lower. I'm a little bit lower.
Anyway, also watching him, obviously, on Australia's Got Talent this Sunday at 7 on 7. Thanks for coming in, the Slice Queen.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, I'm off to bake something.
Yes.
Yay! 101.9 The Fox.
Well, last night was massive. Our thank you ex singles party.
Swiping away on my Tinder, but there's no one I matched. Now I'm getting so desperate that I might go on maps. There's a singles party, but there's just one hitch. You have to bring someone that you broke up with.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to call Brayden.
Thank you, ex. An awkward text. Who is next? Chiefy, Fevin, Byron, thank you, ex.
We obviously had a lot of fun in the lead up to this. Fox.com.au. Singles were registering, Fev, but of course the catch was they had to convince their ex to come along.
Yeah, that was the awkward bit, Byron. And, geez, we've seen some awkwardness.
It was unbelievable. It was all going down at the Village Bell Hotel last night. What a venue. They've done a great job with the Village Bell.
It was amazing. Great food. Oh. What an establishment. I walked in and was wrapped.
The lamb shoulder. I had
a nice steak. It was beautiful. Good stuff.
It's where Melbourne goes to play every weekend. Illy was in the house to perform.
We had Illy, we had Kira and Jared, we had Honky, ring a ding ding.
Everyone
we had
there.
Singles, we had exes. Oh, jeez.
Here's what went down.
Well, here we are, guys. We're at the Village Bell Hotel. Thank you, ex-singles party's just starting, Fev and Evie.
Yeah. Party's up and about. We've seen some awkward things already. Seen some exes that just hate each other, which is really awkward, but, geez, it makes me feel good.
I want to be taken and be happy in a relationship.
Just to see the awkwardness.
Yes, it's like watching reality TV, isn't it?
Oh, it is, and you're an expert at that.
Yeah.
But the drinks are flowing.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's going to be a bit pissed soon, and that's when the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Let's go. This is a shout out to my ex. All right, we're here with Tristan and Kate. So you registered, Kate?
Yes, I did.
This is your ex?
This is my ex, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
I don't know why he's here. But, one of the terms and conditions of coming to the party, I've got to bring him.
We're on really good conditions. We're fine.
Yeah.
Ring a ding ding, Honky is a king. Rules are, Fev is not allowed to be alone with my girlfriend or her ex boyfriend.
Any run ins with the ex?
We've been hanging out. Like, I love the ex.
Are you going to hear pick up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I might even not go to work tomorrow.
I'm going to pick up too. Is that really all you got? Honky, what would be your move if you meet a girl you're like, what are you going to do?
I'll probably go up to her with my best move and I'll go, you like chicken boy, any chance?
Yes.
Grab a wing and let's get out of here.
Hey, Honky, go for Kira. Go, go.
You like chicken boy, any chance?
I love chicken.
Oh, grab a wing and let's get out of here. Yeah, get me.
Fevin, Byron's, thank you, ex.
Byron, meet Lindsay.
Hey, any girls interested in my girlfriend's ex-boyfriend?
Any other romantic interests?
Yeah, probably about 3 or 4.
Did you two come together?
Yeah, we did, actually.
Oh, my God. Was there any bachelors that you were chatting to?
Oh, yeah, Jared. He's a really nice guy. I actually expected him to be, like, the safe five clinger.
Hey, Evie.
What do you get me?
Evie. Come and meet Honky.
Hey, Honky.
Honky, meet Evie.
Hello, young lady. You like chicken boy, any gym?
I love chicken.
I'll grab a wing and let's get out of here.
Yeah. See you guys. Honky and Evie. Wow. Now, Honky is a mate of Fev's from the Melton South Panthers. He plays in the twos. He's quite a character. He's been known to ring our show. He's got his own catchphrase.
Ring-a-ding-ding, Honky is the king.
And he sort of took over the whole night, actually.
He did.
There's a lot of him on our Insta stories. My girlfriend Alex was there with her ex-boyfriend Lindsay. That got weird. There were so many different plot lines in the room. One of the big plot lines, which we'll get to after this, of course, Jared and Kira, if you watch reality TV, you know that it's got really quite messy, hasn't it, Fev?
Yeah, it did. There may have been a storm out.
Okay, so we'll get to that because obviously of Bachelor and Bachelorette fame.
You're very prominent.
I didn't mean to be. Evie, Fev and you put me in between them and now it's all in the tabloids.
Yeah, everywhere.
Well, but we didn't want to be involved. We just wanted them to sort it out.
You wanted traction.
No, well,
you got some good traction.
Anyway,
traction.
Performing live. We'll get to the saga that is Jared and Kira. It was a massive problem for us all.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Thank you. An awkward text. Who is next? Chiefy, Fevin, Byron, thank you, X.
All the action from last night's party, all the singles, they turned up on the condition that they bring their ex with them. You can check it all out on our Instagram stories, Fifi, Fev, Byron. What is the history, Evie, between Kira Maguire and Jared Woodgate?
They met on Bachelor in Paradise. So they've both been on Bachelors and Bachelorettes. So that we already knew who they were, and they met in Bachelor in Paradise and they fell in love. And it was quite actually a lovely story to watch. But then they broke up. And then they got back together. And then they broke up. And then they got back. I could go on.
And then
like
they met
that
at our party.
And then I don't think they're ever getting back together.
Well, this all got very awkward last night. First, Kira turned up. I don't know if this was a power play from Jared to deliberately be late.
Yeah,
but
late
Kira,
to the ball.
Kira was there much earlier than Jared.
She was there very early.
And, well, let's face it, Fev cut straight to the chase when we cornered.
Beating around the bush.
When we cornered Kira.
Hey, welcome, welcome.
Oh, my God.
Where's Jared?
I don't know. You invited him, not me.
There he is.
No.
You gave me a heart attack. Sorry, I'm not allowed to swear.
Are you going to talk to him?
Probably not.
If he comes up to you and talks to you, Kira, what are you going to say?
That's so close to my face.
Yeah, that's a microphone. We need it for
radio. Sorry. I'll probably say hi.
What if there is a possibility of finding a different single guy here in front of Jared? Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah,
is he comfortable
with
that?
Where are they?
Well, we're about to go inside.
Well, I've kind of been looking around and I don't really feel like anyone qualifies yet.
Tall, hat, beard.
Okay.
Like humour. What are you doing later, Byron?
Whoa, well, that's very cute. Obviously, my girlfriend is here.
Oh, awkward! Anyway, so excited to be back. That was a joke.
Oh. Well, Brendan's the comedian of our team, but he's also taken, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, well, we know that. He's got 5 kids anyway.
So, Akira there. On the lookout, it's fair to say, and didn't care that Jared was going to be in the same room. So Jared eventually does turn up. Now, it's not as if we orchestrated this and made sure that Jared would walk past Kira, and then there was a bunch of cameras everywhere. That wasn't us at all, was it?
A lot of cameras.
Nah.
We
anyway,
wouldn't do that.
Here's what happened when Jared finally turned up and Kira happened to be right there.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Just thought maybe...
Kira, what are you doing here?
Come on this side. Talk to each other.
Say hello at least.
Say hello.
He's pretending.
It's an olive brand.
He's a pretender.
I don't even know where this is coming from.
Aw, what's wrong?
Acting all innocent, it's not okay.
I feel like we can at least all like each other tonight.
I don't hate anyone. I just don't like fake people.
I feel really awkward. Now what's happened?
None of your business.
Oh, okay.
You're confused. He's not confused.
When I heard the radio today, I didn't think you'd turn up.
You called him a liar.
No, I said he lied about a situation. Why can't I be in Brighton?
Well, you can be, but you hated it whenever we were in Brighton together.
No, I didn't. Anyways, I just feel it's weird that you're like saying, why is she in Brighton? Like, I live 10 minutes away from Brighton. Why can't I be there? So it's like the most popular spot in Melbourne.
It is very absolutely popular.
Doing really well, the both of you.
Did you hear that, ladies? Is it working? I think it's working.
Let's just cuddle, say goodbye to each other, and bang. Hug it out.
There we go. Goodbye. Here we go.
You all hug it out.
Ready? On three, let's say family. Ready? Let's say family. One.
Get out.
We're really trying, guys.
We tried. I don't know if we quite resolved it the way we'd hoped.
I think we made it worse.
Yeah, way worse.
Is it true that, because we all left fairly late, but the party did still roll on. Were they seen in the green room, Leon, still arguing at the end of the night?
Yeah, I did hear that they were having a pretty intense conversation. I thought it'd be funny to go film them. And when I went in there, it didn't look funny. It was pretty intense.
Oh, wow. Anyway, you can see all of it on our Insta now. Fifi, Fev, Byron.
Kira stormed off.
Yeah, it was all a bit messy there. The Village Bell Hotel, St Kilda, where Melbourne goes to play every weekend. And Illy, then what? Available to download and stream now.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Tomorrow night, he's back Saturday, 7:30 on 10. Saturday night, Rove is here, guys.
He's done it.
Morning,
done
it. Back. Rove, you're back.
He's back and he's put his name in his title. It's like he never left.
Now, mate, what are we going to expect on...
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. It's this.
That's original. The pilot show was so good. I'm so glad it got picked up.
Oh, yeah, so am I. As is my daughter's tuition.
Yeah.
It's going to be me and a bunch of comedy mates piss farting around in a television studio for an hour. Well, the idea is we'll be in there all day and just having a good time. And at 7:30, we have to turn the cameras on.
Now, bro, are you sure your show's this Saturday night? Because I have been seeing the ads on TV and you rocked up a week early, mate.
Well, look, law of average is if I just hang around there all day, I've got to get it right at some point, don't I? So I'm just dressed. I'm currently in a blazer and a shirt, and I've got a swagger gags in my pocket. And as soon as they say no, today's the day, I'll go for it.
You're ready to go.
Okay, we're confident that it is, in fact, tomorrow night, 7:30 on goodness. 10. Now, Rob, now you'd be familiar with our Is It Amazing game. Mm-hmm. Yep. Might you have next an amazing story up your sleeve for us to judge?
Look, I think I always do, don't I?
Yeah.
Every story is amazing. There is never a question of my stories not being amazing. Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
He will be the judge of that.
Okay.
Fighting words from Rove. He's going to hang around.
101.9. The Fox.
Rove is our guest this morning. Saturday night, Rove. 7:30 tomorrow night on 10. He is back and he is good enough to join us for our favourite game on a Friday.
Is it amazing?
All right, Rove McManus, this is how it works. You will tell us a story that you just, on a weekend, on a Friday night or a Saturday afternoon before you watch your show at 7:30 on Saturday night, you're having a couple of cold ones off the wood and you just want to tell a nice story to your mates.
Mm.
Got to tell us first and we'll let you know whether it's willing enough to be told to your mates. Mm.
Okay.
They can even help you improve it, Rove. Yeah, I mean, they're quite
GST,
happy to offer you.
Yeah,
it doesn't need improving.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Okay. So I was, this is while I was living in Los Angeles. I was with a friend who said, I have a party to go to this weekend. Would you like to tag along? And I said, I would love to. I haven't got much on. He said, it's a friend's party. Do I need to bring anything? He said, no. And it was, just meet me at this car park.
Ooh.
On Sunset Boulevard. Just meet me at the car park. And that's all you need to know. So I turn up to the car park. Next thing I know, a small bus turns up. Hmm. It's like, get into the bus. I'm like, okay, I'll get into the bus. The bus takes off and starts meandering its way up the Hollywood Hills to a very large house. And I get to the house and it's all decked out like it's a carnival. There's like, you know, those test of strength things you hit with a giant hammer.
Yes, and you never get to the top.
There's like, you know, you win yourself a stuffed toy as you go in, like you had to hit this thing with a giant hammer. And then I looked around and in the big sort of, it wasn't a driveway, it's one of those you drive in and then you kind of drive out, like pull in sort of areas.
Yeah.
There's three cars lined up, one of which is, I swear, the exact DeLorean from Back to the Future. If not, it is a perfect replica. It is not a model. It is the actual car
from the film.
From Back to the Future, out front of this giant house. And my mate's like, hey, come through this way. And we walk down these back steps. And then there's like a huge, what would be a tennis court, but on the tennis court is a stage with a jazz band that is playing live music and there are people everywhere. Yeah. And then my friend says, oh, we should go and say hi to the host for allowing us at the party. We've gone in and I said, okay, well, where is the host? And he said, oh, he's just singing on stage at the moment. And then off steps Seth MacFarlane, who is the creator of Family Guy, and comes down and he's been thrown this party at his house where he is singing jazz songs on his own stage on a tennis court. And I got to hang out with him. We had a wonderful night. And then I said, hey, I'm doing a television show. You should come on next week. And he did. And he was incredibly drunk. Now. It was a wonderful night.
There
friends.
We go. Now we'll put well, a nice.
Excuse me while I sip my coffee.
Right. If you told that to me at the pub on the Friday night, I'd be pissed too because it took forever.
It's a great story. It's a great story.
That's a solid story.
It unfolds. It unfolds. It's like. Feb, this is why you're never going to be a good lover, mate. You got to tease it out. Okay, here's this is
hey,
this
mate,
is this
short,
is
mate,
this
mate,
is
mate
Seth.
I'm short and sweet, and I make
this
beautiful
is your,
babies.
Yeah, this
mate.
This is how you do it. I went to a party at Seth MacFarlane's house. Bye.
No, this is how I would have said it. I'll just give you a little.
Here
tip.
We go. This will be great.
Little tip for Rover McManus.
Yep.
I was in LA, saw a mate, said, come to a party. He said, yeah, no worries. We jumped on this bus. I was like, oh, my God, where's he taking me? Freaked out a little bit. Got to this house. It was amazing. It was like a circus. It was like the Melbourne show. Rock up. There was this awesome car. Go in. There's a stage. Seth MacFarlane's out. Went up to him, had a beer, said, come on my show. And he goes, yeah. Bang.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, it's amazing.
Wait, but what was the car in the driveway?
It doesn't matter.
I don't understand.
It
does matter. It's a DeLorean.
It's irrelevant.
Come on.
No one cares.
Oh
7:30 tonight. Watch Rove.
This might be the first fight we've ever had on the Is It Amazing segment.
This will be my next story. This one time I nearly got in a fight with Fev over a bad story.
Mate, you started off with, my mate come up to me and he said, you want to come to party?
Oh,
and you said, what did I want to bring?
Don't go back. Don't mention the wall.
It's better. It's better the way. I just tell it so much better.
A bottle of rum.
Was the car the DeLorean? Was it the real DeLorean?
Would you like to come?
He paid to have. See, now we're interested. Now we're interested. And I'm not going to tell you now.
We
had that discussion as well, but apparently we don't have time.
Anyway, it's a great story, but this is what
Fever's given it this.
We'll cross over.
Fever's given it this.
It's a little bitch.
Oh, Feb, no, that is not fair to a guest.
I never pressed that. That was Byron.
That
right?
is not me. Rove, we're obviously going to be watching. It's tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. on 10. I'm so sorry about the Is It Amazing incident.
I'll jazz it up for tomorrow.
See, boom, boom.
Hey, Rove, one more working title for your show I've just thought of. Rove Haven.
Oh.
Thank you.
It's not too late, 10 publicity, if you're listening.
Sorry about that, Rove.
The Masked out. Rove.
These are all great ideas.
The Masked Rove's good.
I think I spoilt it. Is it Rove? Yes, it is. Okay, that's been
you're
an
in
entire
all
series.
Outfits.
Yes.
Tell you what, we've gone a little overtime.
Fev and Byron describe their podcast as legendary. But for the legendary Peri Peri flavour you love, get into Nando's. It's nothing like you've ever tasted. Try it today, only at Nando's.